Ah, you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any up in savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Everybody relax, I'm here. Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China, the greatest movie ever made. I'm Luke, a super fan of this movie. Please check me out on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also check out patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description to this episode, if I remember to put it in. So welcome to 2023. I hope you survived Christmas and got all the presents that you wanted to get, and without having too many arguments in the family. So I did want to do a special over Christmas, but I didn't get the time. I'm not going to complain about the cold snap weather that we had here in England because of what has happened in America, which we might be getting in a few weeks, but it did disrupt my recording. I will do this in the future, but I wanted to do an episode about the Christmas movies, the Christmas Chronicles, starring Kurt Russell, and I have talked about them before, but they are really good Christmas movies, and they're not too kiddish. I was a bit worried they're going to be a bit too childish for me, but they are well worth watching, and I hope you watch them over Christmas. I hope you watch Big Trouble in Little China. It is now on, it's been on there for a while now, but it's on Disney Plus, and it does come on channels in England quite often now on, I think it's called Five Action. They keep changing the names to some of these channels, and but it is well worth watching if you haven't watched it in a while. I always watch it a few times every year, Big Trouble in Little China. And I'm hoping maybe you got some, if you did get any presents related to Big Trouble in Little China, I would love to see those. You can always DM me on Instagram, like I said, at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Or I have got an email set up just for podcasts, and that is biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. Bigger Trouble podcast. So I'd love to see any pictures of what you might have collectible wise. I got my wife got me off the internet, off of eBay, where you have like a picture of Jack Burton in a frame, and they've got like a Kurt Russell's signature, like a print of Kurt Russell's signature. It says Kurt Russell, and underneath it has Jack Burton, and it's a picture of Jack standing with his gun and knife in front of that 6 or 8 armed statue in the Great Arcade Battle, and so I've got that. I also got the picture, like the poster of the thing, an A4 size print, and it has all the signatures from the people in the movie and the filmmakers in that, but obviously it's a print, and that is one of the movies, The Thing, that I really am going to watch if we do get a cold snap here in the UK. It's always one. If we get any snow, I always watch The Thing. It's my second favourite Kurt Russell movie, second favourite John Carpenter movie, but it's not my second favourite movie ever of all time. That would be, if you listen to this podcast, you would know it's Die Hard, and that is a Christmas movie. If you do follow me on Instagram, and you know I do have a couple of different sites, I do have a account called 19 Witches, and that is from the Monster Magnet song, and I got my first Monster Magnet vinyl for Christmas, wanted to start my collection. And I got Monolithic Baby. So I'm really looking forward to listening to that. I also got I am a rock fan, and my other fan, favorite band is Metallica. And I got a puzzle. I got a Master of Puppets puzzle. But I thought it was going to be the Master of Puppets vinyl, because it's the same size, but it's a puzzle, but I'm very happy with that. So I hope you got interesting memorabilia or anything special from this fantastic movie. It's going to be a big year for It's All in the Reflex. It's going to be a lot more episodes. And I'm also going to try and keep you up to date with any upcoming specials, any kind of products, memorabilia that will be coming out. We are heading towards a few years away, but heading towards the 40th anniversary of this movie. So I'm still 3 years away. But I'll also give you up to date with anything going on with the sequel that may happen with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. With The Rock, there is a possibility of a sequel coming up, and maybe it's been on the books for a while. It's been on his IMDb page for a while. He has the rights, as I have said before, but in case this is the first time you're listening, he was going to play Jack Burton, and there was a script written, but there was a big backlash from fans, and so they're now thinking of rewriting it, so he's not playing Jack Burton, he's just playing another character inside the same universe, which makes a lot of sense. There's no reason for him to play Jack Burton, and the world that they created in that, but this fantastic movie, there is a lot more to explore. I wish they wouldn't do it. I have said this. If you don't get John Carpenter, Jack Burton, and Dennis Dunn back on board, you know, just try and leave it alone. But I'm not going to come in negatively. I want to be open to it. And like I always said before, if they're working on it, nobody else will be. And it's a very popular title, and I think that's what they're aiming for. And I'm just, maybe it will move forward now because of Black Adam didn't do as well as they wanted to, so I don't think there's going to be as many sequels. I might be wrong, but I haven't seen it myself, so I can't comment on that, but I have what I'd be reading. So they may be push his other projects forward, but I will keep you up to date on that. I've also got another podcast, which is called There Can Be Only 80s, which is also on Instagram at There Can Be Only 80s, and that is a podcast all about anything and everything to do with the 1980s. So not just to do with movies, TV shows, going to be toys, wherever I want. It's doing quite well. It's mostly just been, if you haven't checked it out already, mostly just been episodes from this podcast and my other podcasts, Forgotten Popcorn, anything to do with the 1980s, just to get the ball rolling. But it's, I will put in the next episode I will release on here will be an episode about the theme song that I cut together for the episode, for the titles, for the opening theme song to the podcast. And I'm talking about the different TV shows theme songs that are used in that. But there will be fresh new content coming very soon. Lots of new episodes. A bit like how I do this, shorter ones, just but it depends on, I'm not going to really, it will last how long ever I have something to talk about it. And it's become very popular, a lot of people listening. So I'm going to push forward on with that one. That I will probably put the other podcast that I've been doing to one side and just focus on this one and the 80s one for a while, just to get the ball rolling. A lot of people have been subscribing and rating and leaving reviews and voice messages. Which would be great to hear from more people. There is a link. I don't know if it works on all the platforms. But on Spotify at the bottom, there's a link that you can go to anchor.fm and that you can leave me a voicemail. If you do leave me a voicemail, I'm taking that as that I have the right to, put them into an episode if I want to. And, quite easy. A lot of people have done it before, and you also can vote on there. So I add little polls or add questions. How, like, do you enjoy the? If you listen to it on Spotify, you can answer some questions. Or if you don't listen on Spotify, just email me or DM me on Instagram. That's why I do this. It's kind of to connect with other Big Trouble and Little China fans, and that is what the I have found from Instagram. They're a great. Many Big Trouble Little China fans out there, a lot bigger fans than me myself, but it is always great to join a community. And if you want to get more content on Patreon, I know it's difficult money wise, it's not for the money, but you can just join for £1 plus VAT, and you can become a Chang Sing, and I would be putting a lot more of extra bonus content on there. But also, if you just don't want to pay, you can, there are things on there for free, so you I think you just have to join Patreon, which is free, and then you can just start following people, and you just don't get to see what's behind the pay layer, but you can still see, you can put things on there, a bit like Instagram. So that would be great to hear from you. So I hope you so there's gonna be a lot more episodes coming up about Big Trouble in Little China. I want to focus more on to some of the episodes coming up. I will want to talk about the writers of this movie and delve more into each, maybe, of the characters and actors that plays those characters, and maybe find out more of their point of view or their view on this great movie that I've found. And, well, there's so much to talk about this movie. So I hope you will continue listening. Please rate, review, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on. And remember, it's all in the reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.